For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump addresses the nation this hour, expected to talk about the need for the border wall. Top administration officials spent time this afternoon briefing House Republicans. Trump expected to declare there is a crisis at the U.S. southern border and that a wall is the best and only remedy. After weeks of a partial government shutdown, Trump and his negotiators have made little headway in convincing Democrats a barrier is needed before agencies can reopen and federal workers can begin receiving paychecks again. The administration has steadfastly refused to take steps that would restore funding to some agencies, believing the shutdown is its best leverage to secure the wall funds. And on the Senate floor, Republican leader Mitch McConnell blasted Senate Democrats for withholding votes on other legislation.
Got the government shut down for 2 weeks, now they want to shut the Senate down. They're threatening to shut down efforts to protect our allies and strengthen our relationship with Israel.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
House Democrats have announced they're introducing a bipartisan gun control bill that would expand background checks. Democratic Congressman Mike Thompson, who chairs the Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, says this is a bill that a vast majority of people want.
Over 90% of Americans support expanding background checks. And they support it because they know that this is the first line of defense in keeping guns out of the hands of criminals and those who may be a danger to themselves or to others.
Former Representative Gabby Giffords traveled to Washington Tuesday, the 8th anniversary of the shooting that left 6 dead and almost killed her, to help introduce the bill. New York City's Democratic mayor is rolling out a new program that will guarantee health care to every resident in the city. Bill de Blasio says health care is a human right that extends to everyone, regardless of immigration status.
For too many New Yorkers, they live in fear. They live in fear of getting sick. They don't know where to turn. They don't know how they're going to afford health care.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Rising drug prices has the Trump administration searching for answers. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
News came out that about 36 drug companies would be raising their list prices at the beginning of 2019. This goes against the Trump administration and really a bipartisan effort on both sides of the aisle to get prescription drug prices lower for all Americans. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar joins Fox News and says the drug prices are going up, but we have to remember.
The president's been really clear. Prices of drugs need to be coming down, not going up. Now, the price increases that just happened, these are lower than have happened in past years, and that's real savings to American people. It's fewer drugs, it's lower increases, but they're still not acceptable.
The right to vote was restored for most Florida felons as of Tuesday, increasing the pool of eligible voters by as many as 1.4 million people in a battleground state infamous for its narrow margins and key elections. Florida Congressman Charlie Crist says when voters approved Amendment 4 in November, they were giving voting rights to many former felons.
With the passage of this constitutional amendment, nothing, not any Florida statute nor executive action, nothing should keep convicted former felons who have paid their debt to society from legally registering to vote.
People convicted of murder or sex offenses are not eligible. Former Obama housing chief Julian Castro is meeting with Nevada Democrats and leaders of the Latino community in Las Vegas days ahead of his planned announcement of a 2020 run for the presidency. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.